Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Ball game over. American League Championship Series over.
Sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, 11:05 back on the Fan. BT and Sal, Brandon, Tierney, Sal, Licata show. Those Knicks back tonight, and we'll see. Now the evaluation is a little different with Brunson. Didn't play well in game one. Knicks got by, harassed. Different defensively. And listen, this is what we say, and I understand there's merit to this. Like, maybe outside of depth and Brunson's great season, and obviously, you know, three or four guys shooting 40% from downtown, just about. Like, they've got a lot of things during the regular season that are really good. But one thing that we worried about a little bit, this Knicks team plays hard every night. Every NBA team does not.
Right.
So now with the souped up, you know, effort and the coaching and the focus on exotic defenses and stopping certain people, Brunson's got to bounce back.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find a team that's going to outwork the Knicks or play harder, even with them turning it up in the postseason. But the question is, will their talent, outweigh what the Knicks can do? I was worried. Probably the thing that concerned me the most, BT, was Oubre on Brunson. The double teams is one thing.
Yep.
The size on, like, when you see a guy getting his shot blocked from behind.
From behind, yeah. That one jumped out.
Yeah, that's not good. And just the frustration. Now, I do think Brunson's going to bounce back. It's not the first time we've seen him struggle during a game. And mm-hmm. to the caller's point, to your point, he's earned the right to have a bad game. It's not just him having a bad game, though. It's the concerns about what Philly's going to do defensively to take him out of the series and take their chances in the best of seven, saying, all right, well, they got us the first night, do it again. Have McBride, have Hart.
Bogdanovich,
he hit some big shots. Him do it again.
Yeah. So we'll get to these calls here, and let me just say this real fast. Like, if Brunson goes 8 for 24 tonight, which I don't think he will, but if he does, put him down for 40 in game three. Like, that's how much trust I have in Brunson. He's earned that for me.
I know, but it's not about him. Don't you think it's about what the team does to him and the fact that they don't have...
Yeah, but he also missed some shots he's supposed
to
hit. Yeah, well, he missed some shots he's supposed to put down.
Right, that is true.
And then if he hits then that obviously changes maybe how they rotate. And, you know, listen, I get it. But to me, I would rather win that game than win 131-98. Right. Because now it sets the standard of being locked in, of character, of fourth quarter execution, handling adversity. They played poorly in a lot of respects, and they won.
Let me ask you real quick before we get back to the calls here. From game one, and you could pick anything.
Yep.
What do you think is the most likely thing, positive or negative, to carry over
rebounding
to game two?
Knicks will own the backboard this entire series. that's what I start. 55-33 in game one. I'm not saying that the discrepancy will be quite that large. The Knicks will own the backboards.
Yeah, I would probably say if I could pick one thing, the defense from Mitch on Embiid. Like, I don't think McBride, I love him, but I don't think he could do what he did sustainable throughout the course of his series. I'd venture to say that DiVincenzo is going to be better, Brunson will be better, Anunoby will be better. Not just tonight necessarily, but like at some point, they're not going to do what they did in game one. I think the one thing that's sustainable for me would be Mitchell Robinson's defense on Embiid, which I thought was a game changer.
He was physical. 877-337-6666. Staten Island, Kenny, what's cooking, buddy? BT and Sal, how are you?
What's going on, guys?
Kenny boy!
Oh, all good, all good. You know, if the weather's breaking, get some golfing. But listen, I don't know what all the negativity on the Knicks is. This is who they are.
I'm not negative.
No, but Sal is.
I'm not negative. I'm realistic.
Imagine if we would have lost what would have been going on today.
But Kenny, here's the difference. I'm not looking at just the result. The result was great. But if you overlook the rest of it just because of the result, that's how you get yourself in trouble. The Knicks can't do what they
did.
Right, so if they play like that, I don't believe if the Knicks play like that.
Yeah. Let's flip it. What do you think the Sixers if they
get out? They got to be demoralized. It's a gut punch to them. They didn't play well, but they should have won that game.
Well, the two top guys combined for over 50 points. So, and basically, if our bench basically contributes the way it's done all year, where whatever we get out of the bench is offsetting their stars, we're going to win this.
Kenny, you think if the Knicks play like that the rest of the series, the Knicks are going to win the series?
No, but they're not.
Predictions.
It's one game. Sal, if we were going into game six and we're down 3-2, yes, and they play like this, it's a problem. But you know Brunson tonight is going to rebound with 35-plus points.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's going to be there, and they're going to win the game going away.
All right, Kenny, I don't, and thanks for the call. I'm not interested in your prediction, so I don't know that. Could I expect that? Sure, but I don't know that. And guess what? Neither do you. What we do know is what happened in game one. And all I'm saying is if that continues to... Now, you could also disagree with that, just like BTS. If you said, Kenny, yes, Sal, I believe if the Knicks play like that again, the way they played in game one, if they do that again, I still believe they can win the series because of the depth, because of the rebounding. It's going to be somebody different every night. That's fine. That's your opinion. You're allowed to feel that way. I don't believe it's sustainable. As far as the predictions go, yeah, we all like to say, well, I think this is going to happen. But what does that mean?
It means nothing. Yeah. Forget about the predictions. Right. Now, let me say this. If the Knicks play this way the rest of the series, it's probably not. I mean, but they already got one. So, I mean, it's going to be tougher than necessary. Now, what I would say, rather than really giving you an answer, because I don't know.
Right.
Not that I know what I'm about to say either. It's more of a gut.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm just reacting to Brunson's body of work.
Right. He's got to bounce back.
There's always got to be a leap of faith. Like, even Mike, you go back to the 90s, there's a leap of faith. There's a deduction based on what you saw, what you expect, what you anticipate. You incorporate everything. What I anticipate is, going in, that the Knicks would win because I think the Knicks are slightly better. They won. Their superstar was awful. I believe that superstar comes out and plays great tonight. If not, can they still win? Yeah. Are the chances lessened? Sure. I don't want to do this every night.
And remember, too, exactly.
But they won't have to because I think he's going to beast.
Well, superstars are going to win you at least a game in a series on their own.
Yes.
So maybe that'll be game two. Maybe they need it on the road. Remember, the series changes completely. Like, Knicks got to protect home court. Now you go to their house. And this is how series go, and maybe they get pumped up by their home crowd. Maybe Embiid and Maxey are out tonight, but then they're refreshed for game three or four. Like, you just don't know.
It's a long series. You.
But I do think at some point, you know, Brunson's going to carry the Knicks to a victory in this series, and they're going to need that. I just don't think the way that they won is sustainable to have success as far as winning the series goes.
Let's get back to you guys here, 877-337-6666. Scott right here in New York City. Scott, what's going on?
Sal, listen, as a longtime Knicks fan, in the nightlife, the celebration was great because the bars loved it. Secondly, what you're saying, I don't agree with you. Like, you have your opinion and everybody else has theirs. For the Knicks to win this series, they need to have the others to chime in. So Brunson can get a rest. He doesn't have to carry it all night. So basically, what happened, McBride, Hart, Bogdanovich.
Mm-hmm.
It may be for somebody different. But this is what we need to win this series. And if we play this way, in my opinion, against the Sixers, the way we played, if we carry it on like this, we can beat the Sixers. We are going to beat them, so I'm not worried about that. But the bottom line is that we can win this series playing this way without our stars not being as top all the time.
Yeah, I mean, there's only one star. So, I mean, look, could it be somebody different? Here's the thing. It's going to have to be. So do I want to rely on Anunoby and DiVincenzo to do it tonight? Or, McBride again in game three and Josh Hart? You need 30. To me, you need 30 a night from Brunson, an efficient 30 a night from Brunson if you want to be taken seriously in the postseason. Hey, I've been proven wrong before. They could go out there and win this series maybe without Brunson doing anything. I don't think that's going to happen, and I also don't trust the secondary parts to get it done. They need Brunson to lead the way like they did in the regular season, and then have the other pieces, come up with big shots like you saw in game one from Josh Hart and Bogdanovich.
Let's go up to Maddie, who's in Newburgh. What's going on, Matt? BT and Sal, good day.
What's up, fellas? What's going on?
What's up?
Knicks Nation. So, Sal, I normally don't agree with you, man. I really do agree with you on the topic this time. The Knicks starting five all were in the negative and the plus minus. Okay? And that's really, to me, kind of scary. So, I think Brunson's going to bounce back, but you see they double-team him every time he puts the ball on the floor. And they weren't guarding Hart or Anunoby to start the game. They were letting those guys sit out at the three-point line.
Yep.
So, the Knicks, and BP, to your point about the rebounding, they should be out-rebounding this team. The only giant that the Sixers have is Embiid, and he can't jump.
Yeah. Yeah. That was one of the first – I think that was the first dunk he attempted in like, weeks, and he got hurt.
I was shocked when I heard that stat. He's only dunked the ball 19 times this year.
Yeah.
That's how hobbled this guy really is.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I know. I thought the same thing.
Yeah, the Knicks have to out-rebound. They have to get second-chance points.
They will.
I think that Hart, and where he was very timid to start, they were leaving him, shoot the ball, dude. You got to shoot it.
Yeah.
You got, when they're not.
But he's not a shooter. Josh Hart, when he shoots,
thanks,
the Sixers are happy about that.
They won. Now, the ball might go in a little bit, like it did the other night, especially down the stretch. But, no, Sal's not wrong with that. Like, Philly. You're sitting there saying, Josh Hart's lining up a 24-footer. That's what we want.
Right.
He's not a pure shooter.
The reason is because they don't believe it's sustainable. You tip your cap and say, all right, we got beat by him. Just like Batum wasn't sustainable in the playing game against what they did with Miami.
Correct.
And we saw that happen in game one. Nick Batum, did he even play in the game?
He didn't do much. Non-factor.
So, and he was the reason why they won against Miami in that play-in game, and he went away. So is Josh Hart? I don't trust Josh Hart to shoot the basketball. I trust him to do the other things well, rebound, bring energy, bring the heart, all those different things. But if you're relying on him to hit big shots, eventually you're gonna get bit by that.
It's true. I mean, he is who he is. Listen, I'm going to summarize it this way. I trust Josh Hart to do the right thing. I know that sounds like almost nebulous, like it could be one of a million things, but you know what I'm saying. If he's open, shoot it. If it's going to the rim and getting a little floater or getting downhill, do it. If it's rerouting the ball to the weak side because somebody's open, he'll do it.
Coast
to coast, a transition bucket, he'll do. Like, he's an easy guy to love, man. He's not
Agreed.
A perfect player, but he is an easy guy to love.
But he would be down on the list of guys that I trust to shoot the basketball.
Yes, but not
Brunson.
To shoot the ball, but right. That's what I'm making delineation.
No.
Not right, do the right thing.
He's
a spotty shooter.
Big threes. I would go Brunson.
Yep.
Probably Bogdanovich, honestly, number two. Anunoby's got to be there, and then DiVincenzo, and then McBride. Like, I could rank five guys in no particular order.
Over Hart.
Yeah.
No, I don't disagree
with
that.
Shoot the basketball.
I don't disagree with that. Let me get James and Kopov. James, BT, and Sal, what's happening? Jimmy.
Boy, how's it going? Thanks for taking the call. All
right, James. Pal. What's up?
BT is spot on. Spot on. Sal, come on. You're killing me here. So, when you started the show, right, you started by... I don't know. I'm not Nostradamus. Do you think Brunson's going to come back tonight or no? You said, I don't know. Now you're saying yes. He's going to have 30 and 10, guaranteed tonight.
Well, James, you're not Nostradamus either. So, I do think Brunson's going to bounce back. I got news for you. He has to. Otherwise, they're going to lose. That's the point. The point is not, do I think he's going to bounce back? It's if he doesn't, they are toast. That's the issue.
That's what superstars do. He's going to bounce. Look at his body of work all year. All year we've been saying this.
Right, but the debate is not whether Brunson's going to bounce back or not. You realize that?
Okay, hold on a second. Yeah. Hold on. OG, we knew what he was when we traded for him. He's a 3-and-D guy. We said that's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what we need. He's going to pick it up. He has 15 points. He averages 15 points.
He shot 3 3-pointers in game one.
All right.
In 31 minutes.
They will not. Mark my words. They will not play like they played in the first game. This should be encouraging.
That's not the point, James. That's not the – I'm not sure what's so difficult here. I don't understand. You guys are just blind faith. Oh, they won't do this. They won't do that. Yeah, fine. You can give your predictions and anticipate a different result or a different, you know, scenario for Ananobi, for Brunson. I agree. That has to happen. We could both sit here, BT, and say, yeah, I think this is going to happen and this is going to happen. Fine. And I will say yes, but it has to. Otherwise, yeah. I don't think that they could win a game like they did already winning game one. Now, I will say, I did not think that they could win game one if they got that. If you were to tell me before the game that Brunson would do what he did, Ananobi would do what he did, DiVincenzo would do what he did,
you'd say they'd lose.
I would say they would lose that game. Mm-hmm. Even watching the game in real time, I said, they're going to lose this game. I can't believe it. First quarter, third quarter, I felt like, second quarter, I felt good about it, obviously.
Oh,
I'm like,
all
right,
phenomenal.
They're back in control.
Yeah.
Sixers at bay, Embiid goes down, who knows. Third quarter, I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be one of those, we've seen it over the years many times, gut-wrenching, you know, nail to the knife or knife to the heart type of loss. And obviously they didn't. But to me, they...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And sustain that type of, they can't win sustainably with that type of performance that they had in game.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 3-2, and Clemens deals. Struck him out swinging. Number 4,000. Roger Clemens becomes the third pitcher in the history of Major League Baseball to record 4,000 strikeouts.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. We've got a pair of field-level tickets to see the Bombers take on Detroit at Yankee Stadium coming up on Saturday, May 4th. Right now, we'll do call the number 10. Hook you up, 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. That's your chance to win. And it's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub-sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz. And The Fan, make sure you tune in again tomorrow, BT and Sal, same time, right around now for another shot to win. We got a short show today. We've got the pregame coming up at 12:25. Yanks and the A's, first of, what is that, four? So the Yankees have a chance to pad some of those offensive stats against these woeful A's and get a little mojo going. We'll do more Yankees at noon, but that'll be nice to see. Hopefully stack a few more wins, but things far from perfect in Yankee field despite the 15-7 mark. Let's get back to these Nick calls. Max is in Brooklyn. Max, BT and Sal, what's happening?
Hey, guys. What's up? Big fan of your show.
Thank you, Max.
So I gotta agree with BT here. It's just game one, right? Like, Sal, I understand you're saying that this is not sustainable for this series, but what we enjoy about the Knicks this whole year since Randle went down is that they figured it out game after game. Like, these guys are dogs, right? And another thing I noticed, like, when Embiid went down, Philly folded. They had no idea how to figure it out. They went down in the standings, and Knicks kept pushing. And I have to be confident, or every Knicks fan has to be confident, that they can adjust game by game, and even within the game, because we have the better coaching. We have the better bench.
Well, I mean, Nick Nurse is pretty good.
Yeah, no, he's good. He's good. But Thibodeau has progressed as a coach coming to the Knicks. And the fact that we lost our other star middle of the year, we all thought as Knicks fans, like, this is it, right? We never would have thought that we were going to get the second seed. Mm-hmm. But we just have to give him a chance to just figure it out. If Brunson doesn't have a good game tonight, like Sal said that, Knicks are toast if Brunson doesn't have a good game. That's not true. That's not honestly true, because look at the first game. We figured it out. It was an ugly game. It wasn't, by the numbers wise, it wasn't too bad, but it wasn't.
Let's play it out, Max. Let's say Brunson doesn't have a good game tonight, right? He has a back-to-back bad games and the Knicks lose. Then what? Then what do you say tomorrow?
If they lose today?
Yeah. Let's say Brunson's not good and the Knicks lose tonight. Then what do you say?
Well, we go on to game three. This is why we play the game, right?
Right, but it would be two straight games. Like, my point is, it can't be just about the result. It's got to be about something bigger than just the result. If you watch the Knicks play, like, look, you're entitled to feel how you feel. I mean, okay, let's just say, yeah, you know what? I think Brunson's going to bounce back, and there's no big deal. And if he doesn't bounce back, the Knicks are going to be fine. I mean, I just don't get that logic. I don't know how you watch that game and think that that's going to be the case. I mean, yeah, you're right. So, hey, why bother playing the games? Let's just roll right on through the Celtics. I mean, maybe the Celtics can, because the Knicks have been tough all year long. I mean, technically, BT, the Knicks were the second seed, right? So that means every team but the Celtics is below the Knicks in the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. So does that mean whoever the Knicks play in the next round, doesn't matter anyway. The Knicks, it doesn't matter if Brunson gets going, because Knicks were better in the regular season. So they should be better than the Bucks or the Pacers, whoever they play in the second round. Doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter, because the Knicks were better in the regular season, so they're going to be better now. Although I will say that Brunson was scoring almost 40 points a game in the regular season, but let's just say he sucks anyway, just like he did in game one. Let's say he continues that. No worry. I think the Knicks will be fine. They'll play the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. But it also doesn't work that way. And if it does, you know, something severely malfunctioned, you don't go from... And I can't in one game, and I hear your concerns. I do. I don't want you to think I don't. I do. I get the reservations and how sustainable it is to continue winning this way without Brunson doing damage.
All right, so let me ask you, when do you...
But I just think he's going to light it up. All right, I've got supreme faith in him.
Let's say he doesn't.
Yep.
Then what's your reaction tomorrow?
Well, I'd have to see how...
Well, let's say he has the same game as he did in game
one.
But
do they win or lose?
Well, it doesn't matter to me.
No, it does.
Let's say they win. They win, but he plays badly again.
Then I absolutely expect him to light it up in game three. I will push this forward, and I might ultimately be wrong, but every time the Knicks play, whether it's...
Well, what if they lose then?
Four games,
like, what is winning
or 30 games or 20 games, whatever, I expect Brunson to be a superstar.
Okay, but what if he isn't for the second straight game, and let's say that they lose? You still say in game three that he's going to be fine and carry?
Well, then I'd have to point to some others. Yeah, I would say that he will bounce back, yes. Right. And again, we'll see if that's true. But
like,
I would have faith.
At
no point. At no point will I give up, and at no point...
Not give up.
At no point will I abandon my belief in Jalen Brunson to step up and be the best player on the court the next game they play.
So they have to lose the series, and Brunson has to be bad the majority of the time for that.
Correct.
And then
at that point, then it's going to be...
Okay.
It's going to be a very disappointing, but a stunning conversation. Like, there are times in baseball, we've seen this with Aaron Judge, we've seen this with A-Rod, where you just don't replicate in the postseason... Brilliant, regular season success. Baseball's different. Basketball's never like that.
you might have a bad game. Yeah, Jordan might go 8 for 27 one night, but Jordan during the regular season is generally Jordan the postseason. Same with Kobe, same with LeBron, mm-hmm. same with Shaq, same with Kareem, same with Magic, same with Bird, same with Tim Duncan, same with every... Now, I'm not saying Brunson's there, but in the pantheon of stars, in this version of the NBA, Jalen Brunson is there. And if he just has this egregious, mystifying, precipitous drop from who he was the first 82 games, I will be stunned and we will have to reevaluate who he is. That's a long explanation, but that's sincerely how I feel.
Right.
I believe tonight he bangs in 35.
Right.
Now, can he bang in 35 if the Knicks lose a tight one? Sure. Right. He could. I just expect Brunson to be an absolute beast every time he plays.
Right, and all I'm saying is that he has to, because without him doing what he did, the Knicks aren't the 2 seed because they're deep. That's not why they're the 2 seed. They're the 2 seed because Jalen Brunson played at an MVP level when Randall went down and Anobi was out.
Yeah,
it's because of Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, well, yes
they
and no.
They won game one because of depth, not Jalen Brunson.
Yes and no to the... Yeah, I know that how they won, but no to the first part. Like, there are many teams over the years that had a guy somewhat have the season Brunson had, and they didn't have a lot else around them, and they weren't the 2 seed. So part of the reason the Knicks are the 2 seed, and I think you're missing this, is their depth.
Right.
Like, I get you. Brunson's the engine. But, like, think about all those years. Years in Portland. Prime Dame, mm-hmm. right? Were they ever the 2 seed? No.
Right.
Because they didn't have the depth that these Knicks had, and Damian Lillard was putting seasons up like this. Not quite as efficient, but similar. And I think it's all one very appealing, connected package. Like, these Knicks are different. And we'll see if different plays throughout. You know, I think it will. At least this series. I'm not even thinking about next series. This series, right. I think it will.
Right. Well, game one for me was not encouraging. Again, rewarding in the fact that they won.
Yep.
I was more concerned and thinking, uh-oh, this team could be in some trouble here in this first round, than thinking, oh, baby, here, bring on the Seas, bring on the Celtics. I mean, to me, I was more. That's just how I felt after game one.
I got you.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on and hit in the air. The deep left. The ball's high. It is far. It is good.
Sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata, 11:44. Yanks pregame coming up at 12:25. What in the world is up with Judge? Mm-hmm. I mean, we will try to dissect. I don't even know if I have an answer, but he is an absolute mess. We'll do that coming up. All right, so real fast, you told me about that Knicks bet that you have, right, with the your buddy over at Surfside.
Yes.
I'll share a quick aside with you. I don't know how I did this. I was telling these guys this morning. So I was at the baseball field in Staten Island. Great kills. By the way, awesome field. Just such an awesome old-school setup. Really, really a big shout-out to those people out there. I was on Staten Island all weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so his game started at, that was 3-7. That game's at 6.
I mean,
okay, but the people juggle, no big deal.
That's a late game, 3-7. No?
3-7, yeah. So yeah. Do you realize, because there was another one in between, it's like one of these all-weekend tournaments, do you realize that I got home at 9:25 on Saturday night, and my mom and dad came in from Brooklyn to watch him play. They came over to sleep over. I did not know the Knicks score. I told people that, you know, other dads, don't tell me, I don't want to know the score.
Right.
My dad's got a flip phone, so he's certainly not going to tell me. I get in the car. I put music on. I actually did it, and I start banging back a few right, Modellos right. with my dad. I said, all right, 9:25. Let's see what happens. We did not know if they won hours after the game.
It's an incredible accomplishment.
It's almost impossible this day and age.
Yeah, right, with text or whatever.
Good.
Yeah, I thought about texting you. I wasn't sure. I knew that you had a busy weekend schedule.
Yep.
And I was like, you know what, let's just save it for the show anyway, Monday, and react a lot. But I was going to text you in game because I was fired up about certain things. But Yeah, that is impressive that you didn't find out the score at all.
Yeah, I was getting texts. I was just deleting them. Like, people who I know were Knicks fans, I'm like, I just delete. Like, I didn't even look at them. Like, yeah. Just like when I see their name, I deleted it. Not even just the text. All right, so Knicks do get the win. Level of concern, what is it based on the fact that Brunson really was harassed and did not play well? Mike's in Darien, Connecticut. Mike, BT, and Sal, what's going on?
Hey, good to talk to you guys. Quick word about the Knicks fan reaction. I'm 62 years old, so been a Knicks fan for a long time. You know what? First, they pay a lot of money to go into that building. So if they want to act extra happy on their way out, more power to them.
That's what I'm second, saying, Mike. Celebrate.
You know, and second, you got to remember the run-up. You know, there was all that drama about, like, the Knicks drawing the 2 seed and getting the Sixers with their MVP back as opposed to the Cavaliers. The Cavaliers had, you know, beaten, you know, Florida, Orlando earlier in the day. So, and you got Brunson not playing well. So I think it's a little bigger than a typical game one. I think the feeling of the Knicks fan was joy, relief, and just a little bit extra. And I would never.
Well, but Mike, hold on a second. They're going to do the same thing tonight. If the Knicks win tonight, they're going to do the same thing.
They were burning Joel Embiid's jersey in the streets. It's game one of the first round, and Knicks fans were chanting, "We want Boston and sweep." Like, do you realize how stupid that is?
Hey, you know what? There's nothing stupid about a New York fan.
Well, lighting jerseys on fire.
That's absolutely not true, Mike. That's absolutely not true, Mike.
What? I mean, you know what? We're a good fan base.
No. Great fan base.
A little bit extra joyful, you know.
Mike, it's pathetic. The behavior was pathetic. Yeah, you could cut him some slack if you want. I'm not. I think it was embarrassing. You celebrating? I'm all for celebrating. I'm fine with that. Can you celebrate something that actually, like, even if they won the first round, period, close out the first round, I still be like, yeah, it's probably a little much. It's the first round, but at least that would be somewhat justified.
The first game of the first round. Yeah, I know it bothers you. It doesn't bother me. The jersey lighting is stupid. That's infantile. It could be dangerous. That's next level. Whatever.
Yelling sweep and we want Boston.
Let
that's
me
not
ask
stupid
this,
to you.
I know you don't like it. I don't care. I want to probe a little more deeply psychologically. Why does it bother you? Like, why? Why does this work you up so much that Knicks fans are chanting? What's the difference?
It's embarrassing.
On what level? Like, how?
Celebrate. You don't realize how pathetic is?
But to you it is.
Why are you? No, I think to a lot of people it is.
All right. So to a lot of people, they think it's awesome. Right. What's the difference?
Well, I don't like it. And that's what I'm here for, to give my opinion.
I know you don't. Why?
Well, because you're celebrating one playoff win. It means nothing. They've accomplished nothing.
It means
nothing.
You have three more to get to the next round.
Right, so why not
celebrate?
You're
accomplishing a little something.
Were Yankee fans partying in the street after they won yesterday?
Yankee fans are used to winning.
So you hold the Knicks fan to a different level.
On some level, I do.
When Met fans won a playoff game, do they party in the streets and burn jerseys of whoever they beat? No. It's Knicks fan behavior. It's the bing-bong Knicks fan behavior. Did the Ranger fans do it after game one? What about the Rangers?
No, I don't think they did. Is it the jersey or is it the chant?
It's everything. Like, we want Boston is an idiotic chant. By the way, I'm not a fan of the MVP chants, although this year I think it fits with Jalen Brunson. But, like, every fan base, MVP,
I know. They did it with Randall for a couple years. It's a little played out. I got you on that.
So I don't like that. So, I mean, do we need to get into any deeper other than I just think it's stupid?
No, we don't. I just wanted you to – I wanted to hear from you, like, how – like,
celebrating game one of the first.
I don't know why that makes you mad. I know you don't like it.
Right.
I don't see how that impacts your world.
It doesn't.
But it does. Look at how agitated you are.
I'm doing
over
a show
it.
Here.
I get that too. I get that. But like,
you want to really get into it? I don't care about anything. So let's just not talk about it then. We don't have to talk about it. We got 4 hours each day the rest of the week to fill. Like, yeah, okay, hey, you know what, guys? Hey, it was a nice performance. Brunson struggled, but I think he's going to bounce back tonight. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Like, I mean, we got to react to something.
Sure. Well, and we are. Right. It's called the game.
Do I really care? No, I don't.
So, okay.
I'll tell you this. I wouldn't want to go there with my daughter.
Well, I don't disagree. It's funny. I did think the same thing. I'm like, if I'm trying to leave the arena with my kids who are 9 and 7, what are you walking into? That's a different conversation.
The jersey stuff is stupidity. Here's the bottom line. While burning a jersey is just idiotic, while the crowds are ridiculous and potentially unsafe and it's a nightmare to get out of there, ultimately the core issue that I have with it is you're acting like the Ranger fan did in 1994 after they erased a 54-year drought to win the Stanley Cup. You're acting like that after game one of the first round of the playoffs. Like, for me, that's pathetic and embarrassing. Why that is, I don't know. I mean, I hold myself to different standards, I guess. I never really got any deeper than other than I just think it's embarrassing to celebrate one win of the first round of the playoffs. Not something I would do. Hey, to each their own, but I just think it's embarrassing and childish, immature, pathetic, all the above.
Well, but here's the thing. Like, to me, there's one reason why people are doing this. And you know the reason. Phone. The phone.
So that's even more pathetic.
Yeah. No, that part. I'm with you. And the jersey's
right.
Stupid.
Right. And all those celebrations didn't used to be because of that. It was natural, raw emotion that people would celebrate their joy with on the streets. And we see it all the time with, here's the difference. We see it all the time with, like, championships being won. We don't see this anywhere else. And correct me if I'm wrong, please. There's got to be footage because everybody's got their phone no matter where you are in the world. So I'd like to see any other of the teams, the endless teams, whether it be NHL teams or the NBA teams that won game one, that celebrated the way New York Knicks fans did after their game one.
I would say to that, I honestly don't, I can't prove this. I just don't think that there's any more resilient, tougher, and hardened, and calloused, and better fan base than the Knicks. And I think that it comes out based on the years of ineptitude. I think that's really where it's derived from. That's why, and it is a different standard. Maybe it shouldn't be, but it is. But, like, because the Yankees, I know it's been since 2009, haven't won for so long, there's a level of expectation, and maybe you comport yourselves differently. You know, it's this century has been hell. Now, for Knicks fans, the jersey, stupid, dangerous. Like, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of people walking out of that building Saturday night. You're drinking all day, you're at the bars, you're drinking during the game. Not that it has to be revolving around drinking or gummies or whatever, but you know what it is, right? And if I'm 20-something years old, now, I'm not touching a jersey. I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. The bing bong thing was stupid. I thought that was infantile. If I hear a we want Boston chant, I'm going to join in. Let's go. Yeah. I'm going to push this thing a little forward.
You don't see the idiocy in that?
No. It's called passion.
We want Boston.
Well,
yeah,
so what?
If you clinched a game six or game seven to face Boston.
Sal,
game one?
No, I know. It's pushing things forward. You're not, and neither am I, we're not that far removed from being lunatics that used to go to the stadiums and pay for it ourselves.
Understood.
So that's why I'm really hitting rewind and bringing myself to my 20s. I'm not talking about now. I'm not talking about, you know, in my early 40s or when I got married in my late 30s. I'm talking about my 20s.
Well, me too.
And that's who these people are. Yeah.
Well, they're idiots. I mean, in my 20s, did I act like that? Simple as that. Now, I would get excited about a win, but not like that. In the streets, yelling. And by the way, even saying we want Boston, not the worst thing. There were other stuff to me that just makes it's game one of the first round.
Yeah. You know what I want? I want these people to cheer louder. I want
in the streets?
Yep.
There you go.
I want Sal to hear you in his New Jersey mansion.
Yeah. Right,
that's what
I
want. That's what I want. When Sal's watching, he's going to say, honey, did you hear that? What is that? Turns down the TV.
I don't hear anything where I'm at, which is why I love it.
In the wilderness. Sammy's sleeping. So Sam, no, she's good. She's good, thank God. What is it? They're chanting.
Did they chant something about Trae Young, Zoo?
Oh, yeah. They had the Trae Young sucks.
Why?
The F Trae Young.
No, that I don't like that either. That's stupid.
Well, why?
I don't know. That I don't defend.
Well, what does Trae Young have to do with anything?
No, he beat us. They were pissed off. And he owned us.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Well, 3 years
ago. Longer
than that. I mean, come on.
I'm not defending that. I'm just saying, getting a little ahead of ourselves coming out on a Saturday night.
No, but you like it.
You know what I'm saying? In the streets of New York on a Saturday night. The game starts at 6. At this point, it's 9:30, whatever it is. You're all lubed up. You're ready to hit the, you know, you're hitting the town. You get a little ahead of yourself. You start chanting, "Let's go, Boston!" Big deal. The other stuff, I'll give you some of that stuff.
I'd like to see how you react. You take Colt to a game.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get out of there and get to your car and get home.
Not to leave 5 minutes early. You see that's the problem. That's why I won't. I won't go. You know. I probably won't go.
By the way, that's not even my issue with it. Like, that's a nuisance, of course.
Yep.
It's just, I just find it pathetic for a once proud franchise and fan base, and the fan base that should be smarter than that, to celebrate game one of the first round. Then you wonder why everybody else makes fun of them. You know?
That's all right. Let them make fun. Yeah. We'll be moving on around two.
Right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.